What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bonafide Stream. This is your boy, Javon, owner of Bonafide Fitness. On today's episode, we'll be discussing techniques and different kind of exercises to focus on certain areas. So what a lot of the exercises that I use, like right now I have all female clients, and it's all about toning and shaping the muscles. So everything we do is all, you know, some interval workouts as far as just getting that sweat and that heart rate going and pumping up. But at the same time, a lot of our other exercises are body-specific exercises. We're focusing on that muscle of the body that you want to shape up and tone up. So, like a lot of our different workouts that we do have, it's real simple, but if you do enough of the reps, they kind of get to you. So on Monday, I had my clients, they did butt taps. Butt taps is when you use a chair and you're about 6 to 12 inches away from the chair as far as your heels. And you were just pushing your hips back into your butt taps. And then you thrust your hips through and pop right back up. So we had 5 sets of 15 of those. And then I had the girls do 4 sets of 10s on single leg explosions. So that is just you are at a resting place in the chair. One leg is extended. The other one leg is planted on the ground. The leg that is extended is 6 inches off of the ground. And you are literally focusing on balancing yourself and centering your posture to explode through. Once you do that, you explode up to your heels, and then you plant both feet down. I mean, to your toes. My apologies. You're exploding it through your toes. And you want to keep that foot as flat as possible. Another one is we did 3 sets of 30 seconds of V sit-ups. So that is a 45-degree tilt lean back. You can use this on the ground. You can use a platform. But what you want to do is you want a 45-degree tilt back, and you want to have your legs up 6 inches off of the ground, knees tucked in, and you just want to extend and bring in. Another workout that we had going that was really good is a 3 sets of 30 seconds. Of straight leg flutter kicks. What the flutter kicks do is, I would prefer not to use any weight or use light weight in your hand if you do, like a small medicine ball, just to keep your core tight. But what you want to do is, once you hit those flutter kicks, you can either do it 45 degrees back, or you can lay flat down on the ground, feet 6 inches up off of the ground. And you just want to alternate flutter kick just like you're in the water. But you're flutter kicking, and you want to focus on tightening your core. And what that does is it tightens your abs without building muscle around it. So we're just tightening. We're not building muscle around the abs. We don't want to be super bulky or anything like that. We just want to tone. So you want to use light to no weight at all for that. And then the last thing I had them do was 5 sets of 10s of squat to hip flexors. So it's real simple. So it's you're going down into a nice deep squat, shoulder length apart. Once you come up and your hips are through, you're going to extend your right leg straight out to the side, back down, come back up, alternate that leg. So you go into the other leg, do the same thing, flex out straight to the side as far as you can, bring it back down, back into your squat, and just do that over and over again. But the main thing that I like to try to do is reflection time. Reflection time is super important for what I like to do with my clients, because we have so much stress outside of, you know, just trying to make it for a workout or anything that we want to do outside of reality. Life hits everybody unexpectedly in different ways, but we still have to try to push through. So what I like to try to do at the end of each of my workouts is just have a little bit of reflection time. Have my clients, you know, lay down or sit down, close their eyes, try to isolate themselves mentally, and just go to a place in your head where everything is just off of your shoulders. Because the worst thing that you can do is try to work out, and you want to feel good after that workout. But if you have so much stress once you leave that session, that workout didn't really matter. That stress is still there. Those muscles are tightening up even more because you were allowing that stress to literally tighten your body up. So we want to leave there as fresh as possible. When we leave, we want to be like, and this was a workout that I am happy with, and that I'm able to go about my day just a little less stressed. Now, nutrition-wise, what we would like to do is we would like to get rid of the processed foods and grease foods and stuff like that. If you have a fresh food market, I would always suggest that, to get your food as fresh as possible. We want to try to stick to certain categories such as chicken, turkey, and seafood. Not too much seafood either, and little to no red meat at all, as far as the toning process goes. So with us sticking to those categories, we also want to try to knock out the starch and the carbs. Although the body does need some carbs, we want to try to lower the amount of carbs as much as possible according to your weight. If you have any more questions about any of that kind of stuff, or if you need meal prep, or you need a grocery list for you based off of your diet and your body type and your goals, you can also give us you can reach us 24/7 online at bonafidefitness.com. Also, you can give us a call at 812-340-1651. That is the Bonafide Fitness number. You can just call, ask to talk to Javon, or you can talk to our female trainer, Brittany, and we could help you get all of that set up. And with that being said, I know it's a little short on this Wednesday, but if you have any questions, you can also send those in as well. That'll make the sessions go a little bit longer. It's always just a little bit difficult to talk about certain topics that already been touched on. So whenever you all have a question, you can also send those in, or you can reach us on Instagram or Facebook at Bonafide Fitness, and that's BonaFide Fitness. Y'all have a good night. Thank you.